Les había comentado que esta noche tengo una invitada muy especial porque ella nos va a estar acompañando pronto en una de sus actuaciones aquí en el área. Me refiero a Claudia Acuña. Vamos a darle la bienvenida. Claudia Acuña es una artista que ha sido nominada para un Grammy Latino. Y ella es originalmente de Chile. Hoy en día reside en la ciudad de Nueva York. I had mentioned to you at the beginning of our program that I would have a guest tonight, and that will be Claudia Acuña. She is a singer from Chile, and nowadays she resides in New York City, and she is a Latin Grammy Award nominee. And we are going to speak with her, and hopefully we can listen to a little bit of her music. Claudia, buenas noches y bienvenida a Tertulia. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy contenta, muy buenas noches y gracias por tenerme de invitada en tu tertulia y llegar a los amigos que te escuchan y siguen.
Muchísimas gracias, es un honor. Y ¿qué te parece si hacemos la conversación en inglés para que todos nos puedan entender, ya que el programa es bilingüe? ¿Te parece bien?
Absolutamente.
Very well.
Completely fine.
Yes, yes, it will be fun, definitely. We're going to do our conversation in English. That way everybody will feel like they are learning and enjoying the music. And we are all speaking with Claudia. So welcome to Tertulia. And Claudia, you were born in Chile. What city of Chile were you born?
I was born in Santiago de Chile, in a little park called Maipú. And very shortly after, my parents moved to the south of Chile, a town called Concepción, which is where I was raised. And I spent a lot of times in the center part, wine country, because my grandparents used to live there.
So you were born right in the capital of Chile. And did you start singing when you were very young?
I was one of those kids that drove their parents crazy. Probably it's the story that I was singing or mumbling melodies before I could say any words. And as I grew up, I was always extremely taken by the music. And I started participating in different ensembles at school, which it was the only possibility that I was being exposed to music.
And what kind of music were you singing? Because I imagine that back then it was very different from what you're playing and singing today, right?
Absolutely. I started singing folk music or traditional folklore, and then learning whatever I was attracted to in the radio. The radio had a strong role in my life, and because I was raised in the dictatorship, everything was controlled. And I had a neighbor who teach us or show us that at certain hours we could throw an antenna out and get signals from different parts of the world. And that's how later on I figured out that I discovered music like jazz, blues, classical, R&B, soul. Later on I found out that I was in love with Mahler and Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind & Fire and you name it, but because, you know, it was only an antenna and I didn't speak English, I didn't know more or less who I was listening. I was just drawn by that. And then when my parents got a TV, my mother loved all the musicals, and that, again, because of the dictatorship, the TV was controlled as well. So my mom loved those musicals where I was able to meet Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, Frank Sinatra, you name it, you know. And then she loved soap operas, but from Brazil. And the music, it was Jovine, Elis Regina, Milton Nascimento.
Yeah,
so
really,
really expanded, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes, That sounds so familiar because I come from Peru, and the situation is somewhat similar. So, we had a lot of dictatorships during our history. And in your case, of course, you're talking about one of Augusto Pinochet. And I know that was a very bloody period of your history. And when you say that you were listening to music like Stevie Wonder and many other artists from the USA, I had the same experience. And I'll tell you, some of the songs, I would know the words and I would sing along, but I had no idea what it meant or what they were saying.
Me too. You would get a sense of it, you know. And, you know, for example, in Chile, my parents listened to two shows. They were like part of our lunch. The tango and Chabuca Granda and Atahualpa Yupanqui. But that was like on rotation per se. Yeah. But then like you, when we will get stations from other places, we will know the songs, even somehow the lyrics. We will figure it out a few things, but we have no idea who the artist was.
Exactly. Now, I have a song here that I would like to play, and we are going to listen to it, just part of it, so we have a chance to listen to other songs as well. But then after that, maybe you can give us a little bit of information about this particular song.
Tengo tabaco, si no tengo de dónde saco, lo más cierto es que no pito. Ay, 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 me querís, ay, 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 me querís, ay, ay, ay. Voy a hacerme un cigarrito con mi bolsa tabaquera.
Okay, that song, El Cigarrito, that was composed by another Chilean artist?
Yes.
And who was that?
That was written by the amazing and iconic Victor Jara, who was one amazing storyteller, artist who was tortured and assassinated by the dictatorship of Pinochet, just because he was an artist, you know, just because I guess art for many regimes or governors seems to be dangerous, you know, because the art and the music always give a voice to the people that cannot sometimes have voices.
That's right. So was Victor Jara and maybe Violeta Parra, were they an inspiration to your music back then when you were in Chile?
Violeta Parra was the first female musician artist who I was introduced, and I completely fell in love. And since very little, I felt like I have a personal connection with her beyond an explanation. And Victor Jara, I was introduced to his music by a parent of a school, a classmate, because for many years the dictatorship prohibited to play his music. But somehow, because he was a pastor, he had a cassette. And every time that we would go there and do homework, the dad would play those forbidden thing, and I was just like, you know, amazed of it, and I learned more and more about him. And as I moved to this country and decided to do this styles of music that not necessarily come from our roots, but many of us around the world been drawn and attracted to it, and this music called jazz has been so generous to many of us, I promise myself always to pay tribute and honor to my roots and where I come from. And as a musician, I felt like the best thing that I could do, it was to take some of those people's and artists' music and express my gratitude through my interpretation. And some people never knew who Victor Jara Violeta Parra knew, so if I could help the world a little bit to learn about this amazing artist, I feel extremely honored.
I agree with you. Now, after all this time then, when you were singing and performing in Chile, you decided to come to the States. And do you remember what year was that when you moved to New York City?
I remember exactly the day, the time, everything. It's one of those things in your life that you can not even close your eyes. You can just like take yourself there and remember how things smell, who was everything. It was one of those moments in my life. I arrived here on October 8th, 1944. Check it out.
Oh,
1994. Sorry, at 7:35 a.m. I arrived to New York in this country for the first time.
And there is a song here that I would like to listen. I love the interpretation that you do here, and this shows a little bit, I think, in of your transition from what you were playing in Chile and to your music being adapted to the jazz rhythms and feelings. This song by Armando Manzanero, who you will be playing part of your show when you come, right?
Right.
Yeah, you will be performing on Saturday, March 6th, and part of your program includes music by Armando Manzanero, one of our great Latin American composers from Mexico, who died of COVID not too long ago. This song, Esta Tarde Vi Llover, did you record it in here in the United States?
Yeah, I have never, until I moved here and I was honored to be signed by major labels and being the first Latin American musician or singer, female in history, who was honored to be signed by a major label like that. All of my albums been done here. I never did a recording in Chile. That was completely out of, I didn't even have an idea that that could be a possibility for me, to be honest with you.
Right. Okay, I got it. Okay, so this song, what kind of adaptations on Esta Tarde Vi Llover, what arrangements did you make to...
You know, when I sing songs, they're not necessarily written by me.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a connection. It's something that click on me, speak to me about something that happened. And, you know, as an immigrant, you miss and you give up a lot when you leave your home, as you know. Coming from Peru and being an immigrant, I assume, yourself.
Right.
Or even if you move from a city and you leave everything that you know. And it could be also from missing your loved person or your loved one. And I have this rhythm, you know, that is kind of like, almost like a very traditional rooted Mapuche music, you know, the root is like that's a very beat that is rooted in our native tradition of Mapuche, and that's what it was like. I wanted to do it instead of a ballad, melancholic. It's almost like you're walking on the street, on the space, like I'm watching the rain and you're not here with me. And you're not here with me, and I see the birds, and the night, and you're not here, you know. I just watching rain, and I'm watching all this, but you're not here, you know. Instead of singing it as a ballad, very like calm, I was like, I'm angry. I'm not seeing the people that I love, you know. Instead of that, like boom, 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 da 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 da, and then of course we put all the chords and we open things a little bit more and give it a little bit more of a unexpected rhythm, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So if I may say.
Sure, sure. And for the listeners who are not familiar, what Mapuche is, Mapuche is the group of indigenous inhabitants. Correct. They are mainly in the southern part of Chile, mainly?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And I am been very curious, and through my life, my parents and my mom, it was very involved, and we followed a lot of traditional medicine from that. And I'm in my DNA, I have, I'm 80% indigenous.
Is that right?
Hmm. Yeah. I am coming from the mountains of Mapuches, from our brothers and sisters from Peru, and all the way I have from the Yucatan.
Oh, my goodness. That reminds me also of my own roots. A good 50% of, if not more, of my roots come from the Andean region, mm-hmm. of Peru as well. Yes. And how interesting that you are able to still, you know, incorporate those rhythms into your music. Let's.
Well, it's interesting because when I moved here, people in Chile, some people, not everybody, bullying me. And they make fun of me. They're like, you're going to where? To try to do what?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? It's like if one, like they said sometime in Chile, in our country, it's like if a gringo come here and try to sing or dance cueca, our traditional music. And I'm thinking to myself, and why not?
Exactly.
And maybe somebody will come and be better than all of us. I'm like, why not?
Exactly. Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. We are listening in the background this beautiful song.
La otra tarde vi que una vez enamorada daba besos a su amor y tú no estabas. Esta tarde vi llover, vi gente correr y no estabas tú. El otoño vi llegar al mar, oí cantar y no estabas tú. Yo no sé cuánto me quieres, si me extrañas. Thank you. esta tarde vi llover, vi gente correr y no estabas tú. La otra tarde vi llegar.
Me encanta esta interpretación, Claudia, que haces de esta tarde vi llover. Me parece que escuché algo del cajón peruano en parte de la percusión. ¡Yay!
Sí, en mi música. Es que yo amo a Chabuca Grande, amo la comida peruana, tengo una conexión, tengo gente que quiero mucho y creo que hay una conexión muy cercana entre la música peruana, la chilena, unas cosas del sur de Argentina, hay muchos ritmos y cosas que son muy, muy similares.
Me encanta el sonido del cajón. Y ese
piano, cajón, ¿cierto?
Sí, y ese piano tan bonito, ¿era de quién?
Jason Lindner, grabó en ese disco.
Sí.
Es mi tercer disco, llamado Luna.
Sí, aquí lo veo. Es precioso, me encanta la música. Tienes tienes una canción también, Chorato, origen de brasilero, ¿verdad?
Ocupé la melodía de esa canción y le escribí una letra. La letra es mía y la melodía es de Ginga.
Okay. We're speaking with my guest Claudia Acuña, listening to the wonderful music that she has to share here with us. She is going to be performing soon, Saturday, March 6th. In Northampton at the Academy of Music, and I will give you a little bit more information as we go further into the show, into our conversation. But this was a beautiful rendition of a composition by Armando Manzanero, Esta Tarde Vi Llover, and here she incorporates the rhythms of jazz already to this Mexican composition of Manzanero, and a little bit of the Afro-Peruvian percussion as well, and a nice piano here played by Jason Lindner. Now, you are in Tune to Tertulia, and I am Raquel with you until 10 tonight. Now, tell me, how did you come across Arturo O'Farrell, and how did it happen for you to record some music together?
That's so funny. Arturo is like my brother from another mother. We met in Cuba.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I knew of him. I don't know how much he knew of me at the time, but I was invited to go to one of the first, I think, international jazz festivals in Cuba, and right there I met Arturo, and then it's one of those connections that we, like I said, he's my brother from another mother, and then he invited me to do a couple of presentations with the orchestra, and then we did Una Noche Inolvidable at Jazz at Lincoln Center, and then we came with this idea to do an album together, which we did this beautiful album that it kind of didn't have enough support, and it kind of got lost in the release of many, many albums, I think, unfairly. It's a beautiful record that we did called In These Shoes. And through the years, we keep collaborating, and he's a dear friend, neighbor, a master, legend, you know, in many ways, proactive, advocated for our Latino community. And we are looking forward to many more projects in the near future and beyond.
Let's take a listen to one of those songs.
Dime cuándo tú verás que te adoro tanto y tanto. No sé si algún día tú sabrás que este amor es sacrosanto y que es tuyo nada más.
Me encanta la versión que haces de este bolero tan tradicional. Tú le pones un poquito más de ajicito, ¿verdad? De picante,
sí,
de salsa.
Ajicito, un poquito de huancaína, un poquito de ají chileno con un pisco sour.
Oh, Dios mío, ¿por qué me dices esas cosas? ¿Eh? Tú no sabes cuánto añoro eso, lo disfruto. Y hoy en día, you know, con esta situación de la pandemia, como que uno ni puede salir y extraña no. tanto estas conexiones, pero pronto, yeah. Claudia, pronto sí,
but
estaremos.
Hopefully with all this, yes, we also learn to appreciate the simple things of life and that we must stop rushing and walking in this life like sleepwalkers and be present and enjoy and recognize that many things that make us, all of us, happy are so simple.
That
like
is so true.
Where we, food, like smells, like things that we, that connect us with beautiful memories or people, and you know?
Right. That is mm-hmm. so true. I agree with you 100%. We're going to say goodbye, but I would like to first give some information about your presentation, and maybe you can help me with this. Saturday, March 6th, you're going to have two presentations, and let me first mention that this is going to be via Zoom. You will be performing at 3 p.m. at the Northampton's Academy of Music, and you're coming with your full set of artists who will be playing with you. If you would like to name them quickly, give them a little bit of recognition, I think that would be great.
I would love to share a couple of details that maybe people will find interested and
sure.
curious.
Sure.
So we're doing two shows. The one, like the first one you mentioned, is at 3 p.m., and it's a retrospective of all my albums, my five albums as a solo artist. And the second show is at 8 p.m. and is a respectful and loving tribute to the art of the bolero, el arte del bolero. More very of my Claudia Acuña style. We did two shows differently with a little bit of conversation before the second one, and with the idea to give people options and cover different time frames in the world. And you can get your ticket at my website, www.claudiaacunamusic.com, or my Instagram at Claudia Acuña Música. And we're going to have a couple of really, really special surprises that night.
Yay!
Plus, I'm performing live with my band on the piano, Mr. Pablo Vergara. On the bass, Mr. Carlos Henderson. On guitar, Juancho Herrera. On drums, Rodrigo Recabarren. And a couple of really, really special surprises that I think people are going to enjoy it very much.
Very good. So the first part starts at 3, and then is there a break between that show and the one at 8 p.m., Claudia?
Yes. I mean, you know, the show is like an hour and a half per se. And then we've taken a break.
Yeah.
And then around 7 o'clock, we're going to do a Zoom meet and greet. And then it's the next show at 8 p.m. The meet and greet is the possibility for me to talk to people via Zoom, answer questions, and the beauty in this challenging time is that not only I'm performing live, but the Academy of Theater Music is the oldest opera house in this country, and I have no idea.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's a beautiful architectonico. Building with the beautiful energy. We have like 6 to 8 cameras, which you'll be able to have almost like a 3D experience.
Wonderful.
And I invite you to play, you know, if you want to have after lunch cocktail with us and watch the 3 o'clock show, or at night get dressed up and pretend you having a date or a dinner, or you can just get in bed with hot chocolate and watch it from the comfort of your bed, or buy the package and be part of this experience and unplug yourself and let us shower you with music and melody. And not, and last but not the least, also your support in independent artists, the arts, musicians, and something that we all can relate. Everybody has music in their life.
Very good.
So I invite you to March 6th. You pick the time, and we'll see you via Zoom.
Very good. So after you or our listeners purchase the tickets at either one of the websites that you give, then you guys send the listener or your client, your customer, your to your fan, to you send them the link for the Zoom, right?
Everything, when you click on the link in my either Instagram, where I where my photo is the circle and then it says bio right there, is a link. Oh, I did my, I modify my website especially for this, so the moment you enter the website, you can enter on the performance in this show. And it's so easy. We build it so nicely that it'll guide you process everything, and then you receive your personal link, or what I call it, your little bubble, your Zoom bubble.
Okay.
It's like going to the 3D movies. The difference is that you're not moving from your home.
Okay, that's through Instagram, and then it's Claudia, you know, C-L-A. For the people
Acuna
that do not know Acuna.
Musica.
Right, so it would be Claudia, which ends in an A, and then another A for your last name, Acuna.
Yeah.
Claudia Acuna. And
and it's an N with Nancy, you know.
Right, right, Acuna.
And most people are more familiar with the Academy of Music Theater. I'm sure they can also click on their website, and the information for the show on Saturday is
right
there as well.
I was just about to say that. Yes, yes, that's, I was going to, I would like to give our listeners a couple of different options or whatever it's easier for them. And I was told, I was told also, Claudia, that they can go for purchasing tickets to Third Row, that live. Third,
yes.
Yeah, Third Row, R-O-W, all together.
Mm-hmm.
Third, THIRDROW, Third Row dot live, and then you will get the link, and then we will be able to see you, and you will be able to see us as well. Claudia,
exactly.
It has been fun. Thank you so very much for, you know, sharing with us so much information, sharing with us your music, and I wish you lots of success and good health. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much, and the friends, they're following you, and the opportunity to get to your people that listen to you and follow you. And I appreciate you so much for this opportunity. I wish you the best, especially health, and to all of our friends who are tuning in tonight, much love, health, and I hope to see you on March 6th.
Very good. Thank you very much. My guest tonight was Claudia Acuna, who will be performing on Saturday, March 6th at 3 p.m. and at 8 p.m. at the Northampton's Academy of Music. This is New England Public Media, WFCR Amherst, Springfield, Hartford, in partnership with UMass Amherst and at nepm.org.